Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're starting in 2 Samuel chapter 5, which is the coronation of the new and promised king of all of Israel, finally. This is the moment we've been waiting for since 1 Samuel chapter 13, where God promised Saul that a man after God's own heart would be the leader. And then that man is identified in 1 Samuel 16 when David was anointed king even as a kid. But it takes a while for this promise to bloom. In fact, this promise seems to be on the ropes many times in the course of David's life as he is running from cave to cave in fear of his life from Saul. And then after Saul's death, when it seems like the ideal time for God's promise to come to fruition, the promise is still under threat. But here in 2 Samuel 5, we find the tribes of Israel reciting the promise of David as their reason for having him as their king. Maybe they had no more fight in them. Maybe they came to their senses. Whatever the reason, this promise is on their lips in verse 2. And here's what we can learn from this. Sometimes God's promises seem like we cannot count on them simply because the circumstances seem to be too great or too intense. But 2 Samuel 5 is another reminder teaching us that we can count on God's promise to be true no matter the opposition, no matter the pressure put on them, even the pressure and then reality and finality of death. For even death could not keep the greatest king of Israel down. As you pray today, please remember Grady and Denise Johnson and their family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Blonde Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.